Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Your morning team show.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Here on WSGW.
Well, the beers start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do.
Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie here. Of course, not with Art Lewis this week. He's on vacation. He actually returns Friday. Bill Hobson will be filling in once again. A little Smash Mouth.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
And when people hear this song, a lot of people think of Shrek because of the juice.
Right. Yeah.
And yesterday was the 20th anniversary of when Shrek was first released.
Yeah.
And the band, Smash Mouth, says the rumors are not true. There are rumors that have been going around for the past 20 years, it says here, that the band was unhappy being associated with the film. It said, no, we were very proud to be part of Shrek. In fact, that's how we were identified.
Mm-hmm.
Kids say, look, when they see the band, it's the Shrek guys. He says, you know, we're the Shrek band. What are you going to do? You can't fight it. We embrace it. And you got to be a good sport about it. And it didn't hurt us at all.
No,
free marketing.
Exactly. Made money from it.
20 years. Wow. May 18, 2001, when Shrek first came out.
Unbelievable. Man, it's been that long.
And this song at the start of the movie. And then remember they did the cover of I'm a Believer that was used at the end.
Right.
So Smash Mouth did pretty well being the Shrek guys.
Yes, they did all right.
Yeah. Didn't have to worry about getting all the makeup on. So.